Pythagoras gave us a theory of geometry that we all learned in junior high. I'm sure you all remember, right? The Pythagorean theorem. You do remember it, right? That the sum of the square of the length of two sides of a right angle or right triangle equals the square of its opposing side, right? Just go with me on this, all right? Even if you don't remember, all right? It's true. It just works. Einstein gave us the theory of relativity, E equals mc squared. I have no idea what that means, but I guess it's true. Here's my theory, Gary's theory of the day. If we are grateful people, we will always be respectful people. Gratitude will always lead to respect. Naaman figured it out. He was grateful for the cure he had received from Elisha the prophet, and he returned to thank him, and he wanted to give him a gift, but Elisha said, no, it's not about me. But it led him to reverence, to respect the God of Israel, so much so that he wanted two mule loads of dirt to take back with him so that he would stand on that holy ground to give thanks to the only God, the God of Israel. Gratitude led to respect of God. The Samaritan figured it out. The leper, cured of his leprosy. Always for sworn enemy of the Israelites for generations, but he came back to Jesus in gratitude, fell on his knees in respect of a man that he was sworn to hate. Gratitude will always lead to respect. How about us? Have we figured out that truth in our own lives? Because if not, when we stop being grateful, we stop being respectful. If we are not respectful or grateful for the gift of all that God has given us in creation and for that delicate balance of that creation and our life that depends upon that, when we stop being grateful for that, we stop respecting it. And the consequence of not respecting creation is devastating and will haunt not only us but generations to come. If we are not grateful for every child conceived, no matter what the circumstances, or of every dying person in their fragile state of life, we will not respect that life. And we no longer make it a priority to protect that life. If we are not grateful for every person, regardless of who they of what they became or how they failed to live up to our expectations, we will no longer respect that person's existence and what they have to offer the world, even in their imperfections. If we are not grateful for the immigrants, the refugees who come looking for an opportunity, and the opportunity we have to offer them, to lift them out of their place of vulnerability, then we lose our respect of them as our brothers and our sisters in Christ. If we don't hold those with imperfect bodies or those whose minds are ill or whose souls are troubled or whose spirits are addicted, if we do not hold them with the same gratitude we hold those with healthy bodies, healthy minds, healthy spirits and souls, we can no longer say that we respect that person to whom that spirit, that body or mind or soul or spirit is connected. If we're not grateful for the wonder that is brought into our church and in our communities and into our families by people who experience life and experience love and experience who differently than we do, or people who look differently, speak differently, different cultures, we will no longer honor them with the respect they deserve and appreciate the richness that they bring to us as the body of Christ. And if we stop being grateful to God, we stop respecting God. And that, my friends, is a very dangerous place for any of us to go. It's not rocket science. It's not even as complicated as the Pythagorean theorem or the theory of relativity. It's just pretty darn simple. When we're grateful people, we will always be respectful people.